everybody, and welcome to my podcast, Fulfillment in Faith. I am your host, Shannon Bondor, and I am a best-selling author, mentor, mindset and manifesting coach, and public speaker. Today's episode is a continuation of my series, You Are Not the Only One. I was brought forth to do this series because during my healing from my addiction to alcohol, there were so many times that the universe had brought me to silence. And during those times is when I learned so many things about myself and I was guided. I was guided to talk openly about my past, my abuse, my addiction, and to speak my truth. From those moments of silence is when we learn, we grow, we teach, and then we help others. Well, hello, everybody. Today, my guest is Eva Krempa. So welcome, Eva. How are you?
Hello, and thank you so much for having me here, Shannon. And I'm doing very well, and it's an honor to be here. Thank you so much.
Well, it is an absolute honor to have you here. What we're going to do is we're going to start off, Eva, by you telling the audience a little bit where you're from and a little bit about your background. And then from there is when you can go into your moment of stillness or silence, where you and the universe had connected and how you became that amazing, wonderful person that you are today.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Are you ready? Let's go.
All right. So I'm Eva, as you guys know. I was actually born and raised in Europe. I grew up in actually a very small village back then. It seems like forever ago. And then in 1993, which also seems a long time ago now, we moved to Canada as a family. So here I am so many years later, living in Canada and enjoying life. But as you know, I'll go into my story now, how it kind of all happened and things like that. So growing up in a village, it's interesting life. I'll say right now, that was about 40 years ago. So back then, not many people talk about law of attraction and things like that. So I'm kind of telling you this for a reason as we chop along here. So in my younger years, I filled my life with adventure, but there was always something stopping me from fully enjoying my life. In spring of 2000, I actually went on a high school trip to Europe, where I went to Netherlands, Germany, Belgium, Luxembourg, and places like that, where that's actually where my passion for travel became really strong. Aside from that first plane trip in 1993, after that, just travel was like in my blood, you could say. So I eagerly graduated from high school and went straight into travel and tourism. But I don't know why travel and tourism somehow never really took off for me. So I found myself exploring other job avenues over the years. But you know what? I never found that satisfaction in any of the jobs, right? So a few years later, I went on a humanitarian trip and I ended up going to El Salvador. Though I really wanted to go to Africa at that time, but I guess universe had different plans. So I ended up in El Salvador for about 2 weeks there. And we built homes for the families there. There was a cute little kid with grandma there. And just spend the time with them, watching them, you know, learning about their environment. As World Vision Canada, we went through different communities. And you know what? Something inside me, I fell in love with that idea. And the longer I stayed there, the longer I realized I want to help people. Like I wanted, there's something there was growing. I wanted to help people expand, you know, go on another trip and things like that, right? And then I came back home and, you know, life continued. But I also was going through a lot of things from my past and the way I was brought up and the things happened along the way. But the trip was an eye-opener on so many levels for me. And I knew in my heart that I had a calling here, but I couldn't quite put my finger on it, except that I wanted to help, but I didn't know how beyond that, right? So I continued a solo journey. After El Salvador, I continued my solo journey through Honduras, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Panama, and then returned home. And it was It was at that time when something happened in 2006. I was introduced to The Secret by Rhonda Byrne, like going forward a little bit, and I began to understand more of the law of attraction, things like that. But I didn't really study it because I didn't know much about it. But I used law of attraction back then to attract more travel into my life. Of course, what else, right? I was addicted to it and things like that. So prior to the movie and the books, I haven't really given thought to it or even knew. I used some of the knowledge to attract other things in life, but not as much as I should have. For years, I was looking at pictures of magazine places I wanted to go to and things like that. And in 2010 and 11, I got the beautiful opportunity to travel the world. So I jumped right on it. You know, I didn't care what anybody said. Even some of my friends were like, where do you think you're going? What's wrong with you? I'm like, I am going and I'm gonna make the best of it. So here I was on the plane to UK and not knowing what to expect, but I had to, you know, do some exams, things like that, to get on the cruise ship. And then my 8 month journey around the world started. But most of my friends and family back home, they thought I was crazy. But I was one of those people when I was growing up that I just went for it. It was just, there was something about me in that area of my life that I just went for it. I wanted to travel, I went for it. You couldn't stop me. So anyhow, it was one of the most exciting trips I did, but one of the most challenging ones too. It was a lot of work, to be honest with you, but the experiences were it basically was priceless, right? So still with me, hopefully. So yeah, I have this travel bug in me, as they say, and people say, oh, you like traveling.
I'm kind of
Sorry.
chuckling inside because you say you had that opportunity to travel the world, and it's just like that I think that's just absolutely wonderful. So good for you to, you know, be able to have that opportunity and just do it. Because most people don't just do it, you
I
know?
know.
So
Yeah. And
good for
that
you.
exactly right. And yeah, it's just like one trip after another one. And yeah, it was just amazing thing, right? There were always some events in life that define you forever. And it can be a moment, a trip, or meeting someone for the first time. And nothing on earth shapes you more than at the time, like than it did for me, that 8 months I spent on the ship, right? So then of course life continues, and so I continued traveling for the last 2.5 decades. Actually, I went to Peru, I went to Egypt, I went to many other places just on my own too, not just cruise ship and stuff like that. So you know, all these amazing places, NASA and stuff like that. And I look back now and I'm like, oh my goodness, all these things I did before COVID, right? Because when COVID came in, so many things happened, everything got shut down. Like, geez, I was lucky I got to see everything on the easier note, you could say, right? I mean, things now are slowly coming back, but it is taking quite a bit of time, right? But and this all sounds amazing, right? Like living the dream life, traveling, using the law of attraction to attract all this and that. But, it sounds like I had it all, and you know, my life wasn't bad so much. But there were certain things in my childhood, and the choices I have made as a young adulthood that affected me in ways that I simply did not ho know how to cope with. Looking through the perception of a young child mind, right? As a young child, I found out that my biological mom actually passed away when I was 6 months old, and due to cancer. And after 6 months, I was actually thrown into a foster home, right? So I don't know like the full details, but I think I spent there about 2 to 3 years before I was adopted by another family. And that's fine, you know, things happen, you know. But later I found out that we were moving to Canada. And that was like when I was, I think, 12 or so like that. So I'm like, oh, okay, all right, I guess we're packing bags, we're going somewhere. As a kid, what do you know? Not much back then because nobody really talks about it, right? But going to America was a huge thing back there. So here we are packing our bags, moving to Canada in 1993 with zero English. So I came here. I'm like, okay, all right, And it was hard because I couldn't communicate. My parents didn't know much English either. Actually, almost nothing. And it was one of the hardest, I think, 5 years of my life. And this is where I went through so many emotions, roller coaster emotions, from hating it so much here, to a point where what do I do? To being that kid that wanted to run away from home and then go back home, but you see it on the movie, so you think it's easy, something like that, right? And it's just that moment where my life kind of turned from upside down. And after some time, I used to cry myself to sleep, honestly, for many, many months. I came to a point, I think about 4 to 5 years later after we moved, that you know what, you got to make a choice. You're either going to have to accept being here or you're going to be miserable for the rest of your life.
When
So at
you,
that
I got a question. When you moved to Canada, was it a smaller community that you moved to, or was it a bigger city?
it was a big city, Edmonton.
And were you bullied? Were you bullied because you couldn't speak English? Was that a part of it too, or no?
It wasn't so much the bullying, it's just not having friends, not having the support. People didn't want to play with you because you're a kid that doesn't speak English. How are they going to communicate with you at as a teenager, right? So yeah, no, I wasn't really bullied. It's just I had no friends. I had no one to turn to.
Yeah.
Family was back home. I missed them like crazy and stuff like that. So yeah, I just felt like I was alone for a very long time. And my parents were busy doing their thing, right? So naturally, what do, right? You just have to go through it. I hated school. I hated presentations. I was like, oh yeah, I ain't going there. When I had to know that I was gonna do presentations, I like the next day I would not show up for class. That's how much I was not confident about myself, and so many things that were going on. I was like, oh, when is the school gonna be over? That's why I was itching to get out of high school. Not because, I just wanted to be out of that bubble, right? So yeah, so many things happened, between being adopted to moving to a new country to living through all that. And it doesn't sound like a lot, but for me it was a huge jump. And the roller coaster of emotions, I didn't know how to deal with them. Nobody really want to talk about it. It's like, well, too bad you're here now, suck it up and move on, kind of thing, right? And then at one point, I was told to go on depressant pills. I'm like, okay, I don't want to, go on antidepressants. Nothing's wrong with me. Just because I don't like something here, doesn't mean I'm depressed. I just need to know how to get through it. So for a long time, I didn't have that support that I needed, right? So yeah, so many things happened, And then another thing happened in year 2000. All of a sudden, I found out that I had a brother. I actually went to meet my biological family, and I'm like, oh, I have a brother. Oh, I have a stepsister. And things like that. So all of a sudden, I have this whole new chapter open up, and I'm like, So I said, so then I'm trying to find out what happened to my mom, this and that. I hear a lot of stories about her being abused, lots of alcohol in the family, and stuff like that. And so I was destined to find out what really happened. But, I went to Europe, I tried to find out what happened back then. But people sometimes don't want to give you answers. They don't want to talk about it. They kind of hope people forget about it, don't talk about it. But here I am, somebody shows up after so many years and wants answers, right? So it was another thing that just opened up. And for the next, I think, 5 years or so, I was trying to process something new. And then I still haven't processed the move yet and all the other things. So as my life continued, yeah, I was happy traveling, and I think that's the only thing that kept me going steady and sane. Because when I took away the travel part, I would have been lost. Would have been probably depressed, sitting somewhere in the corner on the street, because that's how much effect it had on me, right? In the book, Midlife Awakening, I actually talk about it a lot. And then in the book, Never Give Up, I also talk about my suicidal thoughts and things like that. So a lot of things I went through and held inside for so long and compressed and, thinking that would help, but it really didn't. So yeah, that's kind of my the nice part of my life, and then camouflaging the other parts of my life, the ones that weren't so pretty, that I didn't know how to get through it when I was growing up.
One thing I noticed, the last couple sentences you said, your traveling was amazing, and I'm so proud of you for that,
Thank you.
because that's an amazing opportunity. But do you feel that you traveling and was a way for you to escape from reality?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, as much as I love traveling for the traveling part too. Like, the amazing places I've seen, the like all these things throughout the world. But it was a way also for me to camouflage what was, happening. So it was a win-win in some way. Yeah.
Oh yeah, for sure. Because of course, well, my escape was alcohol, and yeah. So to have that opportunity for traveling, but you know what? No matter how you're escaping, the feelings that are inside still stay there no matter what, because you can't run from what's happening on the inside unless you deal with them, right?
Yeah.
So
And
yeah.
I didn't deal with them because honestly, I didn't know how. They don't teach you this in school, I'm sorry to say. They don't.
I wish they would start to talk about that stuff. Like the work that we're in is so important. And if they started teaching children at such a young age to start dealing with their feelings and communicating and talking and just make it an open topic, could you imagine?
The world would be such a better place. Yeah. Yeah, I 100% agree with that. And you know what? I'm not here to blame anybody because our parents were busy doing their thing
Absolutely.
to the best they could, right? And they weren't given the tools either. So they did what they thought was right, and then the generation forward was doing what they thought they were right. But I wish I had those tools back then, like to, and they were, but nobody really, hey, go read that book, or hey, it's over there. Like, I don't know. Like in a small village where you're living, all you saw was nice little lakes, a few buildings, small community, and everybody was happy. In the big city, it's a different feeling. Everybody's busy. Everybody's, people don't, I'm sorry, like that's how I saw it. Like they didn't have time to sit and read a book how to fix themselves or their thoughts or whatever, right? Especially when there was something to go through, right? Not everybody's born with the same lifeline. You grow up, you're happy, you have two parents, everything's fine, you keep growing up. And here I was questioning, it's like, okay, well, why did she have to die? Why did he have to drink? Why did that have to happen to me? Why am I now in a foster home? Why am I, like all these whys keep coming up, but I never had answers for them really for a long time sometimes. Right? So here's a, young person, I had true lack of who I really was as a person. I didn't get in touch with myself on a deeper level because who knew back then? Like nobody talked about it really. To an extent, we talk about it now. There's so many resources now. And then when I actually did find out about the secret, yeah, I read a few things about it, but I didn't really understand it much, like.
When you talked about when you had learned about the secret when you were at a younger age, that was me too. Because I would have learned about, I'm 54, so it was about 25 years ago that it came out. And you were probably like me by the sounds of it, that You manifested these things in like traveling. Yeah, I did, because I was in such a great state of mind and stuff like that. So manifesting was so easy. But where you really need it is when you are at the most difficult times of your life. And that was one thing that I didn't do. Well, which I do now, right? Mm-hmm. Because I like it's total and complete me. Like that's, I live it, breathe it on a daily basis. Self-development and all of that. And that's one thing people need to be really aware of, is when you need self-development the most, it's not when things are going fantastic. It's when you are in your darkest moments in life. Because you recognize these, it's self-awareness is what brings you out of those dark times.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, I was kind of invisible to myself, you could say, for years. Like my thoughts were filled with like ghosts of fear, anger, lack of confidence, self-love didn't really exist to some level, really. And it was always in the back of my mind, like a lot of things. So while I was traveling, I was also very unhappy. So it was like a yin yang. I entertained opposing like thoughts for so long that they just became a second nature thing. Like you didn't realize they were really running. So when I went into personal development just a couple of years ago, actually that was my moment of silence. Like I told myself, this is it. I'm done. I'm done playing these thoughts on autopilot. Whatever's going on in there, it's got to go. And that also happened because my daughter came into my life at just almost 5 years ago. But that was the point where I'm like, I can't be at these crossroads for any longer. I choose to live a better life because I know there is a way.
Yeah.
And that's how I actually dove first time ever. Like, I met Dr. Wayne Dyer, a few other great teachers, mentors out there. And I listened to them. And over the years, I think it finally like got to me. I'm like, okay, you got to go deeper into this. And that's when I like put my foot down in 2021, when I actually enrolled into all these programs and I finally had a mentor, because before that it was on my own. And that's why I find such a big value to have a coach or mentor to be there with you, to guide you through this. Because when we do it for ourselves, we can do it. I'm not saying you can, but sometimes you need that extra push, that extra, hey, you're still in that area. Let's shift to a different area. Like you're still stuck there a little bit. Let's give you a jump, So I feel that having a mentor really, really helps to get you through to the next level, the next shift and so on. Right.
And what I find with coaches too, like coaches have coaches. That's just how it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you want a coach that has a coach, just to let you know, right? Because we all learn through everybody's experiences, because I know that with my experiences, my coach has gone through some of the same experiences I have, and so on and so forth. And that's what makes you be able to talk openly, comfortable. They understand what you're talking about. And then you just progress from there.
Exactly.
There's open communication.
Yeah, exactly. Like even Tony Robbins, he has got a mentor.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, and he's one of my top guys too. Bob Proctor, Tony Robbins, and a few others. But yeah, they also have mentors.
Yeah, exactly. Because you never stop learning, and that's why I know. Well, I've got two coaches now, because I'm training for my TED Talk. But I'm learning so much from my two coaches, like in so many different areas. So that's just expanding me even more for my clients, which makes me more excited, what I can give them,
Exactly. Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Oh, it definitely is. And Bob was actually, a lot of it, I give it to Bob, because he's the one through his coaching, he helped me to identify what I never considered, before, which set me up to practice and integrate new ways of thinking into a daily routines. And I needed to reshape my life. The stories that were in my past, it's okay for them to be there. But now I looked at them differently. Like, yeah, there were moments when I cried, when I screamed, when I'm like, oh my God, what the hell did I get, pardon my French, got myself into? But those were the moments where the growth happened, you know,
Yes.
when I did the program. And it wasn't easy at first because you really had to dig deep inside. And I'm like, oh, what have I done? And then the releasing and everything, when it happened, you know, it took weeks. I'm not gonna say it took overnight. For some people it might take shorter, for some longer. But when it happened, it felt so good. You know it, you've been there too, you know, like
Oh,
when you
absolutely, I
reach
have.
that turning point, right?
And that's one thing, you know, I look now being a mother and raising my children, and you know, I can remember growing up and it was like, don't you cry, don't you dare cry, you know, don't you show your emotions. And now I so encourage my children, what are you feeling? Like, why are you upset? Tell me. You know, and like I do not want them to suppress any of their feelings.
It's
Like,
funny you say that. I was just talking to my daughter about the
yeah.
same thing the other day. And because she was so upset about something, I'm like, sweetie, you know, instead of getting mad at her, I'm like, sweetie, why are you upset? What happened? Can you tell me your emotions more? Like, is somebody did I upset you? Like trying to get to the bottom. So, no, sorry, you can't do that. Sorry, that's not, no. Like, learning to talk to her differently, setting up her for better thinking and management of whatever she's going through, right? So yeah, it's very important to do that to your with your kids too, right?
Yeah. See, and that I just went through a little learning lesson here about a month or so ago with one of my children because we were having a conversation on the phone. And if you get on a topic with me regarding self-development, well, I get so passionate about it, right? Because this is who I am. And we got talking about something, and then my self-development started kicking in. But because I'm so passionate about it, and when I speak about it, sometimes it almost sounds like I'm mad because my voice changes and I get that, you know, stage presence about me. And my daughter, you know, she actually got upset with me on the phone and I couldn't understand why. And then, you know, the conversation ended and then she phoned me back about 5 minutes later and she explained to me like, Mom, you know, all I want you to do is just tell me that you love me and whatever. And I was like, yes. And I was so, instead of defending myself or anything, I listened to her because that's what I've been training my children, you know, and asking them to do. Tell me your feelings.
Yeah.
And because when we were having the conversation, I wasn't picking up what she needed. So she had to take a break, having a conversation with me. And then immediately she phoned me back and she told me what she wanted so I could give it to her. And that's a huge step, you know. So my kids get it. And
Yeah.
I see that with all my kids now, right? Where before, you know, the conversation probably would have just ended, or there would have been, you know, anger remarks back or forth. But it's that open communication, which is, you know, what we strive for.
Yeah, exactly. That's
Sure.
beautiful.
For sure.
Yeah, life is always we're always learning, we're always expanding, right?
We are. We really are. And just looking at the journey that you went through, Eva, what is it that you think that you learned the most from that?
You know, there's so much, like, but it all comes down to the mindset and thinking. You know, we're because the answers are there. Like we just have to look for them deeper. It's hard to say because you know I got so many aha moments from when I went into this and when I started playing with my imagination and thoughts and everything, I started to start building a different future for myself going forward, right? And yeah, it's just kind of a reminder that there's always a way out of whatever's happening, and there's always somebody there to help you know?
One of the things that I have really been sitting with and resonating with over the last little bit is the whole thing regarding fear is an illusion. I understand that, but I'm still trying to wrap my head around that. Fear is an illusion because it is an illusion. Love is the only thing that's really real. So when with the illusion of fear, what do? We just end up making things even more difficult where they don't have to be difficult. And then you just add a brick upon a brick upon a brick upon a brick, right? But if we just tackled that fear in that middle, in that instant when it creeps into us, just think of how much time and energy we would save.
I
You know what
know.
I mean? And so that's one thing that I've really been kind of sitting with for a while now.
Well, love is the highest frequency, right? So fear is just at the bottom of the
Here's the
scale.
bottom of the scale.
Though I find that throughout all this experience, and all this contrast I had throughout my life, I'm now able to easier identify, adopt, get through, chop through whatever you want to call it, whatever comes up. I'm able to process it in much better way and detail, and just my mindset has shifted so much. And of course things will happen, but it's how we how we respond to them, right? So much learning happens, but it's good to contrast, and it helps me to identify things much faster than ever before, and I'm so grateful for that. For the learnings, I sometimes tell them, was it really necessary? I'm like, why did you put me through all this universe? But you know what? That's done. You know, it happened. So much has been learned from it. And I'm, you know, and if anybody ever is going through stuff, I'm more than happy to help them through it as well, because we all went through that similar pain in some ways, you know.
And that was going to be my next question. Somebody that, is going through this journey right now, what is the one piece of advice that you would give to them?
Was the book I wrote, Never Give Up. I will say, never give up. Whatever is you're going through, always reach out to somebody. Don't think that they're gonna judge you or whatever. Step out of that comfort zone and reach out for that help. It's as simple as that sometimes, you know? Because sometimes it's just a shift. That gentle push you need, that talk with somebody that will shift you in the out of that zone you're in into a new state, and then sometimes it takes few times, but you know what? At least you're on your way to a better future, right? I always encourage people to talk, get it out there. Don't hold it in. I held things so for so long inside. It actually started affecting my memory, believe it or not. I was like, well, my mom would be like, well, don't you remember this? We did that like 10 years ago. I'm like, we did? No, I don't remember. But it's funny, when I decompress, when I started through going through all this, it's funny because a lot of memories I suppressed for so long, I'm like, oh my God, I do remember that. It was so such a interesting experience. So I'm like, oh yeah, I started unsuppressing things, and I could remember things from childhood that the brain originally locked, and I couldn't remember things because in the moments when I was trying to suppress the negative or the fear or the anger, at the same time, certain memories got locked away too. Now it all surfaced again, but the good memories, I was like, oh yeah, I remember that thing we did back then. Oh wow, it is still there somewhere. Because our memories never die, like they're always in there. We just suppress them, right? So yeah, interesting thing you discover when you start really working with yourself on a deeper level, you know, with the energies, your soul, your inner, your confidence. All these things we have to work on. And it doesn't just one day or 2 days. We should be working on it every day because life continues to happen. Life will throw things, different things at you all the time. You know, child's first thing, or, you know, somebody might die or whatever, you know, like all these things are happening, but it's how we process them now. You know, it's there's always, you know, an easier way, I would say.
You talk about your books, and coaching. So that is where you are now. Can you go a little bit more in depth on all of that? And what you say now is what is going to be in the notes of the podcast. So information on your book and all of that. And yeah, because we're getting to the final closing notes of this podcast. So I want everybody to have all the information regarding.
Sure, why not? I actually started off with what I call the gratitude journal, and it's called A Journey Within. So that's available, but this I have to order directly through me. I created this journal when I was first started the program because I just there was nothing that was long enough. Like most journals were like a month or two, and then that's it. So I created one for 1 year with quotes from Napoleon Hill. Daily gratitude for the whole year. Then I was actually I did a collaboration book, and it started off with Midlife Awakening, where I actually talk more in detail about my life story, how it went from moving to Canada, about my adoption to going through all the experiences and where I am now. So there's more detail in that book. And then before I knew it, I was in the next book, which is called The Never Give Up book. And in this one, I actually talk a little bit more more in depth, but on a specific topic, which was suicidal thoughts and things like that, because at some point I actually went through that as well. And then here, I talk about how to get through the emotions and things like that. So I never thought I would be doing two books, and here I am actually working on the third one. It's called The Ripple Effect. So soon there'll be another one coming out. And it's funny how things unravel, because I always wanted to write a book. It was one of my goals, but I never knew quite how, and book just seemed so much to write. So a chapter was a perfect thing when it actually just showed up at my doorstep, but it only showed up because I was ready for it, right? So, and then all of a sudden I meet these amazing people. They invite me to write a chapter. I'm like, yeah, why not? So here I am writing and doing another book. And I think next year we'll be going for book number four. Not sure yet, but apparently that's where the universe is guiding me to. Who knew, right? Thank
Congratulations. That's
you very much.
quite an accomplishment. So good for you. Good for
Thank
you.
you so much.
Yeah. So is there any final words that you would like to say to the audience members?
What can I say? I think the biggest thing out of all this for myself is to first turn to yourself, as in your inner self. And if you're going through something, get in touch with yourself first, and don't worry about the other world, like the outside world, because with 8 billion people out there, everybody's gonna have their own opinion. Who counts the most is you. And if you need somebody to help you to get through something, always reach out. Like, that's my biggest thing, because I was reaching out. But sometimes we're not quite looking at the right angle, or where to get the information from. But nowadays, there's so much tools available. Listen to podcasts, talk to people, read a book. There's always somebody, but when you go within, that's when you find the answers most of the time.
Yeah, very good advice. Well, thank
Thank you.
you so much, Eva, for being on my podcast. And thank you for being a part of my journey. I'm very blessed to have met you. So I want to thank you.
Thank you so much, Anna, for having me here. It's so funny how we met too, from one person to another. See the ripple effect, right?
I know it really is like now, it's so funny because everybody that I meet, they're meant to be. In my life. And so when I meet somebody new, I'm always like, okay, what am I going to learn from them?
Yeah,
Or
exactly,
what
right?
are they learning from me? Because
Yeah.
those are my two beliefs.
Yeah.
You're in my life for two reasons, because I'm learning something from you and from you're learning something from me.
Yeah,
So
it goes both
really,
ways.
I'm
Yeah.
so in tune with that, and I pay very close attention to that. So
Yeah. That's
that's
amazing. Yeah, and that's exactly it. We are learning all from each other. It's not just, give, give, give. It's not just take, it's a give and take, right? So it's an honor to be here with you and sharing this, and hopefully it inspires somebody,
Yes.
to go to do the next step, whatever that is for them.
Absolutely. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
I want to say thank you for sharing this time with me. And don't forget to subscribe so you receive every episode. And please share this podcast with others. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram. And if you would like more information on my mindset and manifesting coaching, go to shannonmondor.com. Until next episode, blessings to all, and thank you for being a part of my journey.